you're already looking for colleges for your teenagers or yourself, you may have already been frustrated by something I discovered when my daughter was in high school. The vast majority of books on college are focused on getting teenagers into Ivy League schools. I didn't consider these books helpful at all. My daughter wasn't going to one of these 8 elite schools, and neither is 99.8% of teenagers heading off to college each year. That's just one of many reasons why my book is different. Instead of focusing exclusively on a teeny tiny number of kids, my book, The College Solution, is dedicated to everybody else. One of the main aims of this book is to share secrets that I discovered as a parent and as a longtime financial journalist that will help you find wonderful schools at bargain prices. One of the first things you'll learn is that college and universities are pricing bachelor's degrees in much the same way that airlines set their ticket prices. The passengers sitting next to you on the plane could have paid significantly more or less than you did for the same ride. The same phenomena is playing out on college and university campuses throughout the country. Obviously, you'll want to capture a discount when you pay for college. Luckily, there are plenty to be had. Private colleges and universities today, according to the College Board, are discounting their tuition by an average of 33.5% for the students they want. Students who attend public universities, including prestigious flagship institutions, can also pay significantly less than the advertised sticker price. The average tuition discount for public schools, which costs less to begin with, is nearly 15%. If you shop for discounts, however, and use some of the other strategies that you'll find in my book, you may be able to send your child off to expensive private schools for the same cost of a much cheaper in-state public school. While there are discounts to be had, many families, for instance, assume they can only afford an inexpensive school, perhaps a state university or college, community college that's nearby. The affluent, meanwhile, assume they will have to pay full price for their children's education because their chances for any kind of assistance are laughable. Plenty of families, regardless of the net worth, believe that only the very brilliant or the athletically gifted can win scholarships. All those assumptions are wrong. College can be more affordable than you think. B students can earn merit scholarships from plenty of colleges, and even families with six-figure incomes can position themselves to capture financial aid. In the old days, schools reserved their merit scholarships for just a handful of the most brainiac students. A national merit scholar who strayed into an admission office could probably snag an award, but mere mortal students either paid full price or obtained need-based financial aid. In the early 90s, however, colleges and universities started enticing more kids with merit money, which are also called tuition discounts. And curiously enough, it wasn't just the private colleges that sit on healthy endowments that were dispensing merit awards like Halloween candy. Public universities, eager to lure smart kids, some living a time zone or two away, started doing the same thing. Today, most schools, public or private, will discount their tuition to the kids they really want, and the discounts are substantial. Average tuition discounts breaks only begin to hint at how freely the money is flowing. At schools that are aggressive dispensers of merit money, such as the University of Rochester, Case Western Reserve, Tulane, Catholic University, Southern Methodist, University of Tulsa, University of Dayton, and Baylor University, just about one out of every three freshmen were recently snagging merit money. At Tulane, the average merit award was recently more than $19,000 a pop. The percentage of kids who win merit money is just as staggering at some public schools. At the University of Florida, 57% of its students recently pocketed merit awards, while the University of South Carolina singled out 34% of its kids for tuition discounts. At the University of Virginia, fewer students capture merit money, 13%, but the average award of more than $9,000 is a jaw-dropping sum for a public institution. Nipping at Virginia's heels is the University of Alabama, where more than one out of five students were getting merit cash, with the average award at more than $8,500. Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, however, makes these generous public schools look like misers. The state school was recently giving merit cash to 39% of its kids, and the average award was close to $12,000. By the way, the financial goodies are hardly reserved exclusively for just A students. Every school maintains its own criteria for merit money. At some institutions, for instance, a child might qualify for academic scholarships with a 3.0 GPA and an SAT barely above 1,000 on a scale of 1,600. At far more selective colleges, the money spigot might get turned on if a child has a 3.8 GPA and an SAT above, say, 1,350. The key to getting a tuition discount or need-based financial aid is to make sure your child is financially and academically matched to the right schools. In the next podcast, you'll learn how to do just that.